Mr. Lejudas, you already knew. Witness, I already knew. Mr. Lejudas, what was it? What made you so sure? Witness, I knew my son. Mr. Lejudas, that's it? You knew your son? Witness, I did what any father would do. I tried to protect him from his own stupidity. Mr. Lejudas, okay, we'll leave it. All right, so while the others searched in Cold Spring Park that morning, you waited where? Witness, in the parking lot at the entrance to the park. Mr. Lejudas, and at some point Mr. Rifkin, the victim's father, appeared? Witness, yes, when I first saw him, he was coming from the direction of the woods. There are playing fields at the front of the park there, soccer fields, baseball. That morning the fields were empty. It was just a huge flat open grassy expanse, and he was making his way across it toward me. This will always be my lasting image of Dan Rifkin alone in his misery. A small figure meandering across this massive green space, head bowed, arms thrust down into his coat pockets. The wind kept blustering him off course. He zigzagged like a little boat tacking upwind. I went out onto the fields to meet him, but we were some distance apart and the crossing took time. For an awkward interval, we watched each other approach. What must we have looked like from above? Two tiny forms inching across an empty green field toward a meeting somewhere in the center. As he drew close, I waved. But Rifkin did not return the gesture. Thinking he was upset by accidentally running across the search, I made a churlish note to ream out the victim advocate who had forgotten to warn Rifkin away from the park that day. "Hey, Dan," I said in a wary tone. He wore aviator sunglasses, though the weather was gray, and his eyes showed dimly through the lenses. He stared up at me, his eyes behind those lenses as huge and inexpressive as a fly's. Angry, apparently. "Are you okay, Dan? What are you doing here?" "I'm surprised to see you here." "Yeah, why is that? Where else would I be?" He snorted. "What is it, Dan?" "You know," his tone going philosophical, "I've had the strangest feeling lately, like I'm on stage and all the people around me are actors. Everyone in the world, every single person rushing around me on the sidewalk, they march around with their noses up in the air pretending like nothing has happened. And I'm the only one who knows the truth. I'm the only one who knows everything has changed." I nodded, benign, indulging him. "They're false. You know what I mean, Andy? They're pretending.